1997. He was there shooting a production of Ordinary Decent Criminals, which is a film he was starring in and producing. And I had actually just taken a break from working in the film industry and was doing a master's in film at the time. So some friends who were working with Kevin introduced us, and there was an immediate sort of affinity there. I think partly because I at some point or another managed to drag him down the pub and fill him full of pints of Guinness and rack his brains on directors who I'd been fascinated by and obsessed with and who he'd happened to work with. At the time, I felt I had a sort of bona fide movie star to sort of to indulge all my questions and curiosities about filmmaking. Whilst I was in the middle of this sort of year-long, two-year master's in film studies, that I was studying in UCD in Dublin. So that was really it, it was a kind of lovely sort of time. Kevin was kind of by himself in Dublin, as far as I really remember, and he was working very hard producing and starring in the film. So I found a little sort of wedge of time in his day when he finished the shoot, and he'd come back and I used to meet him in my local pub, Slattery's Pub in Ringsend, and basically sit and chat and talk. And over the course of the couple of weeks he was in town, I think he understood where I was coming from. As a sort of young, ambitious sort of film student, and he headed off then after that to New York to reprise the role he'd started on the West End in London of the Iceman Cometh, Eugene O'Neill's Iceman Cometh, and so he went off to do that after he finished shooting the film. We stayed in touch, and a number of months later, I went to see him. I was in Hawaii on a holiday, and I came back to New York, and I went to see him on stage at that point. So there was some over the course of that year and a half, in between the first time I'd met him in Dublin and going to see him the following May, I suspect, on Broadway in Eugene O'Neill's play. He'd shot and finished American Beauty. And I remember when I went to visit him in New York that week, when I saw him on stage, he showed me a cut of American Beauty that they'd been working on. I remember him showing me some very funny scenes of it. So it was sort of all around that time that I initially met him, and he has always been very sort of magnanimous and generous and gracious with his time and advice and friendship, ultimately. So really from there was the beginning of a correspondence. It wasn't until about 2003, so 5 or 6 years later, did we actually ever work together.